There are basically three ways, or let me say four ways, by which your spirit man is exposed to encounters with God. Number one is prayer. Number two, the word of God. Number three, worship. And number four, relationship with the brethren. Have you ever seen that scripture that says, my little children, of whom I travel in birth again, see Christ be formed in you? Galatians 4:19. It says, my little children, of whom I travel in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. There is something called Christ being formed in a man. There is something called Christ being formed in a man. Christ can be in you, but Christ must be formed in you. Are you with me? What is spiritual growth? Spiritual growth is the journey of from Christ being in you to Christ being formed in you, meaning Christ has taken up his complete form in a man. Are you with me? So when you see the man, you say, he's looking like Jesus, he's acting like Jesus. You know why? Because Christ has taken his form in that man. Praise the Lord. And so you need to be exposed a lot to organic encounters with God. One of such ways you are exposed to that is through intimate worship. And I'm not just talking about 30 minutes, 1 hour. I'm talking about for hours. Praise the Lord. Think about the number of hours you spend in primary school alone. I can assure you, there are most people who have been going to church, they've not prayed as much as this. They have spent hours in primary school. Do you know how long it took for your child to grow from, or for you to grow from not knowing how to talk to knowing how to pronounce A, B, C, D, then putting the words together? You see, something is forming in the mind of the child. Are you with me? A lot of things are happening. Like my daughter now, the recent one she's saying is amen. She has heard prayers a lot that now, on her own, she will pray. Nobody with her, she will pray, leave the hands like she has been seeing it, then shout amen. And I'll be out one corner looking at her like this. Wow. Something is forming. Praise the Lord. And that's why we have to worship long, still long in God's presence. Before I go into the word, I would like to read a testimony sent from someone who follows up from, she follows from Europe. It's a long testimony, but I will try and be fast. I know we asked people to share testimonies and some responded. A lot of things have been happening. Some of them would tell me personally. I said, share it, go to that link and drop it there. A lot of things have been happening. Once shared, I don't want to read testimonies that relate particularly to this special sacrifice. Before they will say, this pastor, he has come again. But a lot of things have happened. But let me read this one. Say, good morning, Pastor. So she sent it to my wife. So I trust you are well. Thank you once again for taking my call. I really do appreciate it. I would love to share my testimony of how New Breed has helped my life in a transfigurative way. The teaching series has helped me so much to have a clearer insight into the true gospel. Let me tell you the truth. There are so many testimonies I can share. We have testimonies of people who gave and got a raise in their job of times three, open doors, all those things. As much as I value those testimonies, there are some that rank higher in my spirit. Testimonies of transformation by the gospel. Are you guys know what I'm saying? Testimonies of spiritual growth. Testimonies of spiritual rekindling. Those testimonies rank higher. So, this got my attention. That's why I'm reading it. Said, I would love to share my testimony of how New Breed has helped my life in a transformative way. The teaching series has helped me so much to have a clearer insight into the true gospel. It has helped me to be conscious and recognize my position and divine inheritance through Christ Jesus. I honestly don't know where to start, because it's been a lot, but this particular testimony is the greatest of all. I finally found peace. Glory! Now, listen. Since 2020, I struggled with my mental health, and through added experiences, it became worse. I was clinically diagnosed in 2021 with depression, but I held to my faith and refused to take the medication. I did not say don't take medication, no. Something happened that made that not to take medication. Are you with me? Conviction built up. Fast forward to 2022, I found New Breed. I started listening to the messages. I have attended too many powerful meetings and they have really blessed me. Come 2022, December was mind-blowing. So, all these meetings she's saying she has been attending was online. No? All the meetings was online. So, since 2022, she started following online. So, Since 2022, I followed online camp. Camp 2022 December was mind-blowing. I have never experienced anything like that. It felt like the presence of God, like never before, right in my sitting room. I was so touched by the message. I was in tears. It was like I heard the gospel for the first time. I was amazed. 2023 was an amazing year, but I hadn't fully recovered. I would join service, feel amazing and rejuvenated, but I would somehow start feeling depressed again. So after service, somehow she would just feel depressed. I wasn't sleeping at night because I was so anxious and full of worry. I was using prayers and listening to messages to get through each day. So that means she was listening to the messages every day. It was a lot while I was also attending therapy. Fast forward to December 2023, I attended camp 2023. So she flew in. I remember meeting her. So she flew in from Europe. And what an experience it was. I enjoyed every second of each service. It was amazing, well thought out, and so impactful. I learned a lot, which once reaching my knowledge on the word of God. Autocorrect is not your friend. On the last day, Pastor came and spoke to me. He highlighted a lot of things that I had been going through. He then prayed with me. This was Lagos. And to the glory of God, I haven't felt the same ever since. Glory! I've been strengthened. No more constant depressive states. No more sleepless nights. I have summoned courage. Even when things don't go out as planned, I don't allow it get to me. I just pray, thank God, and move on. Because I know everything will work out for me according to God's perfect will for my life. And to the glory of God, that has been my testimony. At 2023 camp, when Pastor prayed for me, he told me that God told him that this year my business would take off. And to the glory of God, I'm here to testify that I'll be opening a restaurant in March. Glory. Not because I have the capital to do so, not because of my qualification, not because of anything I have personally done, just by the glory of God and by the mercy on my life, he opened the door for me. He allowed me to obtain favor in the midst of my peers. I won the contract for a high sought after space just because of God. So I'm here to testify of the goodness of God and how he used Pastor to give me the message, which then gave me the confidence to even make the application and give me the boldness to go through each interview and presentation. I went with the confidence and boldness that I am backed by God. Yes, say after me, I'm backed by God. And he did it for me. Glory! The "and he did it for me" part was actually part of testimony. So she actually wrote a very long glory here. Praise God. Obviously, she has been following very well. Praise the Lord. I want to thank again, Pastor, for all you do. Extend my gratitude to Pastor. Love you all so much. See you soon. Amen. See you soon, actually. In Jesus' name. Either we'll show up at Europe or Europe will show up in Nigeria. All of them will soon see. Amen. I think I prefer the earlier one. This place is hot. Hallelujah. Now, I read a testimony to say this. We have a very important mandate. A very serious mandate. And when it comes to subject like this, like what we are learning about, rooted. Listen, no matter what happens, if you don't open up and get established in what we are going to say or the things we are saying, going to talk about this month, there's a lot you'll miss. You know what I've come to discover? Many people in their Christian walk, their Christian journey, it's just painful. Sorry to say, but it's just painful that bulk of the people don't really know what's going on. I'm telling you. Some people think, let me tell you what some people think Christianity is. Some people think that Christianity is just some of the ways every day you go to service to find out one way to hack God. Who knows what I'm trying to say? So, okay, what will you do that God will bless you? Okay, you live holy, live righteous. If you try, don't do bad things. When you try and don't do bad things, God will not just look at you and say, okay, thumbs up, you tried. Okay, bless you with one V-boot. Or he'll bless you with one Toyota Camry and say, yes. So they think Christianity is this transaction they do with God on how much you can try your best, then God will bless you. Is there blessings in Christianity? Yes. Some people think that church is just a religious camp. How people have designed is a very intelligent way to take your money. So every service, all they hear is about tithe. If you don't tithe, it will be tithe for you. The devil will chop your nose, chop your neck. And are you getting what I'm saying? And somebody See, they call the church day in, day out, January to December. All they know is about money. Some try up, live holy, or if not, hellfire is real. So sometimes you need to ask yourself, what exactly is this thing? What is this? Are you getting me? What exactly is this? And this is why every year we try to teach. See, we try to go back to the roots, the basics. You will hear things that will contradict. I want to just tell you as a disclaimer, you may hear things that will contradict almost everything you've heard before. But prepare. We came ready. Amen. You will hear things that will make you understand some of the things you've heard before. Praise the Lord. Also, I want you to know that this is not an exercise to demonstrate how much we know or how good we are. It is just being faithful to the word of God to ensure that the things that Jesus and his early apostles communicated come down to you the same way it was taught. Praise the Lord. With the same intensity, with the same quality, with the same tenacity. I'm telling you, listen, over the years, thank God the Bible was written. Thank God. Thank God. Because if the Bible was not written and documented the way it was documented, I'm telling you, you would have received something else that when Apostle Paul hears some people preach, they'll be like, wow, I didn't know about that. I'm telling you. And so say after me, rooted. Yeah. On this note, we begin a new teaching series. Glory! Celebrate the word of God. Glory! So, rooted, understanding Christianity. Colossians 2 from verse 6. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, there is understanding. There is understanding in the revelation of Jesus Christ. There is understanding in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen! Colossians chapter 2 from verse 6. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Now, does this verse end with a full stop or with a colon? Does this verse end with a full stop or with a colon? So he's telling you that after you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, there is a way to walk in him. How do you walk in him? The next verse will explain how to walk in him, right? Are you with me? So, the next verse, verse 7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as he have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. So look at what he's saying. He says the way to walk in him is to be rooted and built up. This is serious. So the way to walk in him is to be rooted and built up. Do you discover that he said rooted first before built up? Rooted came first before being built up. Many times we are trying to build people who have not yet been rooted. I'm telling you, I can dare say that 80% of the arguments against the Christian faith on social media is from people who are not rooted. I'm telling you, yesterday I was praying in the night, and at some point, usually when I pray, sometimes I like to put my phone off. And sometimes, because I know that people can message me, Pastor, pray for me, they're trying to reach me. So, intermittently, I put on the phone and just put on my data and see if there's anything I need to attend to urgently. If there's nothing, I put it off again. Are you with me? So I put on my phone and I put on my data, and somebody messaged me and said, check out Daddy Freeze on IG Live. So I'm like, why are you messaging me to check Daddy Freeze on IG Live? I didn't check it. I said, I'm praying, I will leave prayer. I'm going to be checking that the priest on IG Live. The Bible says in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. Some people are doing staying with freeze. Like, it's pain. When I listen to that man, I'm pained. Because he was one time a church attendee. And always finding issues against church. And sometimes, you can't even blame him because sometimes he has been around people who I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. The reason why many people have a lot of things to talk against about the church, because many times they are meeting people who have not even been established. They don't know what we're talking about. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. So what do we mean by being rooted? It means to be firmly fixed and developed from something. To be firmly fixed and developed from something. Rooted is another word for established, like we saw in that verse. Built up and established in the faith. How many people really? Going to church, how many? Let me tell you, when you see a life that is being rooted and established in the faith, the difference is clear. I'm telling you, one simple way you will know is, what is their response to God? For instance, if you see someone shouting on the streets with a megaphone and saying, Jesus wants to save you! Be born again! Being born again is the best thing that can happen to you. In that moment, from the people around, the response to that person, we can know who is established or not. Just by that, I can assure you that there will be people who go to church who will look at that and say, okay, they make noise. They make noise. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And they may be coming from church or going to church. Are you getting what I'm saying? Their response to God. For instance, we talk about worshiping. If we stay here and worship as we are doing, maybe we worship for the next 30 or 40 minutes. The way we respond will just show those who are established or not. Some may be like, I also sing that they sing today. This singing, no, they finish. Can I also shock you? Even among the people singing, the way they are responding to the singing can show if they are established or not. Some may say, oh man, today we just the groove for church. Ha! I like praise service. I just want, make we just come to church. Pastor, no preach. I don't want preaching. Let's just be singing. Now, two people may be singing the same song and there is something in their heart about what they are singing. One person is, I'm grooving. Another person is, I'm showing my voice. Another person that I'm worshiping, I'm encountering the God that saved me. Are you with me? These things are serious. These things make all the difference. You know, so many things in the Bible. Sometimes, you hear people sing things like this. Abraham's blessings are mine. And when they're saying Abraham's blessings, you know what they're thinking about? And Abraham was rich in cattle, in gold, in silver. And of course, if you're Abraham, you are also inheritors of the blessings. Amen? Yes. But they want Abraham's blessing, but they don't want Abraham's faith. That Abraham, is the Abraham that at every junction of his life, he'll build an altar. If he goes to a new city, the first thing he does is that he'll go and gather stones, build an altar, and pray until God talks. Abraham had a solid walk with God, so solid that three generations after Abraham had died, Jacob got to one of the places that Abraham built as an altar and slept there mistakenly and had an encounter. Father, just as you promised us a new breed, we raised a generation of people with the glory of Christ. Amen. So, why should we talk about this? Number one, see, oh my God. God, Father, there is understanding in the name of Jesus. See, after me, I'm rooted. From this moment, I become rooted. Number one, God believes, pay attention now, God believes that a man has not truly entered the kingdom of God unless he is rooted in the faith. What I'm saying may sound controversial, but I'm telling you, God believes that a man has not truly entered the kingdom of God except he's rooted. Colossians 1 verse 21. Colossians 1 verse 21. Verse 21 to 23. It says, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Glory, that's the place to rejoice. Shout glory. So he's saying, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he hath reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Now everybody read verse 23. Pause. So now, he says that, how do we know that you have been reconciled? Oh my God. He says, we will know that you have been reconciled to him if ye continue steadfast. Are you seeing this? Let me read it again. I know it's a lot of words being modeled together, but you need to be careful to just bring out the meaning inside. He's saying, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he hath reconciled in the body of his flesh to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in, are you seeing this? If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. So how do we know that you have been reconciled from wicked works unto God? It is that you are grounded and settled and you continue in the faith. Let me tell you, do you know what this means? This is a very serious statement. Jesus. It means that if a man did not continue, God is saying he did not enter. I can dare you, check the entire Bible. That word backslide is not there. Jesus, this verse is saying that if a person is not grounded and does not continue grounded, it is that, you know, when I read grounded, you know what came to my mind? You know those funny movies, those American movies that the child misbehaves, then you are grounded. That's not what we're talking about here. Amen. He's saying that if you don't continue and you are not settled in defeat, there is a high possibility that you do not even enter. Let me tell you something here. When I began to study the Bible, you know, somebody asked me one time, he said, there are many churches, there are many churches everywhere. What are you still going to do? Somebody asked me, what are you still going to do that has not been done? I said, so I asked God, what am I going to do that has not been done? When God called me, I asked him, I said, me, I was doing well in the engineering field. What do you want me to do that has not been done? By the time I began to open my eyes, when I started studying the Bible, I discovered that, listen, heaven will be full of surprises. We'll talk about it in this month. Questions like, how do you know you are saved? Because there are some people, they think they are saved because they were water baptized. My baptismal name is Christopher. Christopher, then they will now put, let me find one. Let me not find trouble. Christopher Marcus, find one name from the Bible like that. Christopher Justus, that was my baptismal name. So, in their mind, do you know when I was baptized? I've not seen those kind of things. You go to preach to somebody, please. I say, you want to preach to me? Do you know when I was baptized? How do you know? Praise the Lord. So number one, God believes that a man has not truly entered the kingdom except he's rooted. Number two, secondly, your roots will be tested. Your roots in Christ, your roots in your faith will be tested. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 1. You know, I've said it. Yeah, many times before I got born again. Before I got born again, I was a pastor's child. My father was a missionary and he was killed on the mission field. I mean, people came with guns and they shot him like this till he died on the mission field. I saw it like that. I was born in church. So I thought that I knew God until many years later. Until many, many years later. Until 2005, I thought I was, in fact, those days, if you saw me in church, you would call me a pastor. Because I look like I knew everything. 2005 was when it just dawned on me, like, what am I doing here? What am I really doing? 2005 to now is almost 19 years, Abby. So then, even from that time when I began to follow God genuinely, I've seen, so many church. So many drama. I've come to discover that your roots will be tested. Every one of us, your roots, how deep this thing you have is to be tested. Matthew 13 from verse 1, the Bible says, the same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, jump to verse 3, and he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. Are you seeing this? Hey, my God. Everybody read verse 5. Matthew 13 verse 5. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. Are you seeing this? Somebody comes to church. Oh, he just hears the word of God. And he's excited. Not all excitement is proof that there is depth. That's what I'm talking about, rooted. Not all excitement is proof that there is depth. Sometimes the excitement is that the church has AC. I saw, you know, social media is a crazy place. Very crazy place. I saw a meme. Somebody wrote, person said, wayward girls, they hotel, they chill with AC. Well-behaved girls, they at home, heat won't finish them. Who saw that thing? He saw it. Then somebody now wrote, thank God my church has it. As in the comments. I've seen people come to church and you know their excitement. Say, oh, that church get baby. They said, well. I say, what? I've been long around now. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. Everybody read verse 6. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no roots, they withered away. Are you seeing this? And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no roots, they withered away. Oh my God. Verse 7. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruits, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Verse 9. Everybody read verse 9 with a loud voice. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. I like Jesus. Let me tell you something. When you study the Bible and study who Jesus was and the things he taught, it's not the way people present him. They make Jesus look like he was going around like this.
No. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. I love you. Peace be unto you. Oh.
Jesus. Hey. Jesus say, he that has ear, let him hear. Oh my God. Now they went and met Jesus later and asked him, please, master, that parable you were saying, what does it mean? And Jesus began to explain in verse 18. He says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and does what? And understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Are you hearing me? People ask me, you like teaching. Let me tell you something, I like teaching. Because Jesus said, if people hear the word of the kingdom and do not understand it, the wicked one comes and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Do you know what this means? It means that you can go to church for 20 years. The wicked one can be catching away the word. Hey. You see, I don't know how people say things like this. That person they go to church, but see as him bad.
Yeah. Why is it that those people say, that person, he every time he's going to church, he's carrying Christianity on his head, but if you look at his life, you don't know.
Maybe the wicked one has been catching everything that has been sown. So in the process, instead of him to get better, he gets worse. See, I'm telling you, if you're not rooted, it will show with time. Ah! That pastor, they heard that one pastor called and slept with somebody's wife. See, my brother, So has he even been understanding what has been said? Let me tell you, this is one of the major issues. Until you, as a Christian, you must have what I can call a henceforth solemn moment where you tell yourself, see, I don't want to play games with this thing. And if you don't get there, there are many things we're talking about, you won't understand. For instance, I was telling somebody that the Lord spoke to me. Okay, for instance, some people cannot understand how that I will leave Port Harcourt Church. Somebody asked me, wait, I don't understand this logic. You left Port Harcourt Church, you left Lagos and came to Abuja. He said, is Abuja not the newest church? I said, yes. We met at the airport. He's a big man in River State. He has been seeing the billboards, New Bridge Church billboards in the city. So he said, wait, I heard that you are now in Abuja. I said, man of God, you left that big church. I smiled. I said, God spoke to me. The way he was looking at me, he was like, what do you mean God spoke to you? Some people, they've been going to church for 10 years. They don't know what it means that God has spoken to a person before. Tell your neighbor, rooted. This is what Jesus said. When you hear the word of the kingdom and you don't understand it, the wicked one comes and catches the way that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Verse 20, everybody. But he that received the seed into stony places, read on with me. The same is he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it. Verse 21. Yet hath he not root in himself, but joyeth for a while. Oh my God. Have you seen somebody say, I am tired of church? I am tired of God. I've never seen people say things like, why is it that when I want to take God serious, that's when challenges keep coming? What they don't understand is that persecution and challenges are arising because of the word. So what? Another question you need to ask yourself, please, Holy Ghost. Why is persecution and tribulation arising because of the word? Why? Because the word of God is precious. Why is the devil trying to distract him from the word of God? you know, you go to preach to somebody and say, I want you to come to church and hear the word of God. The person says, church, they give money. You go, give me money. Now, they're like, what is the word of God? You tell them, come and hear the word of God. I say, no be preaching. No be preaching where I go just here. The problem is, you have not seen the value of the word of God. Who has seen raw crude oil before? If you have seen crude oil. If you see crude oil, if you see crude oil on the road, you may kick it. I'm telling you, if you see crude oil, if they put crude oil in your front, one barrel of crude oil, you say, what's this? What's this rubbish? It looks like mud sometimes. It looks like a very useless, nonsense, wasteful material. But if you are not told, if you are not taught that this is crude oil, you will not know. If who has seen raw gold before? Like, when you see gold, it needs raw state when they extract it. If you see raw gold, you would think it's a scrap. You know there was it? Wait a minute. I've got commodities in my front. It is somebody who has the eyes that will say, wait, no. This is gold, though. By the time you put that in fire, and refine it, it may be going for hundreds of thousands. I remember when somebody showed me, the first time I saw raw gold, I was like, what's this? What's this sandy, brownish metal like this? I would see it was shining, little some side sand on it. I said, it's gold. Yeah, good, isn't it gold? He said, this thing, we buy this house. I was like, what is this? You know, in the same way, they don't know the value of the word of God. Yes. So for instance, this testimony we read now, the only side some people may hear is that I'm opening my shop. I got the contract. They are not seeing the invisible part of how that word of God did something to the spirit man. Are you following me? How that word of God has done something to the inside that made you to be in a certain way and to become a certain kind of person. There are some people, even if you give them the blessings like that, nothing will change. Let me tell you, everything will reduce to what the person actually is. Praise the Lord. Say after me, I will take the word of God serious. It says, he received seed into the stony places. The same is that he heard the word and he received it with joy, but yet he had not root in himself, but joyous for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by is offended. Now see verse 22. He that received seed among the thorns is he that heard the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, they choke the word. He choked the word and he becometh unfruitful. Are you seeing that? Oh God, Holy Spirit, there is understanding in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is so serious that I just finally, on why should we teach about rooted? Only those with genuine roots will produce fruits. Only those with genuine roots will produce fruits. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Only those with genuine roots will produce fruits. And when I'm talking about fruits, let me just tell you, the deeper your roots, the deeper your fruits. The fruit is not just blessings or cars. The fruit will first of all start with a changed life. One of the ways you know that your roots are started going deeper is your response and the way you see things, the way you see the word of God, it's as if a veil has been taken from your eyes. Like, where have I been since? What have I been doing since? When you get to that point, you know you have started. Let me tell you something. How you, sometimes, even when we even talk about being born again, I've gone for programs. They finished preaching and did altar call. Somebody came out for altar call like this with his phone. Then the counselor was trying to tap him that we didn't write your name. He now typed to the person. Somebody, he was chatting with somebody. He said, don't worry, after service, we go jump outside. Who that be for me? I did altar call now. When I finish from altar call, I go jam you outside. I've not seen that video that we were praying for somebody. He fell under the anointing. Then his phone rang. Then he answered and said, please, call me later. I did under anointing. And they will write his name like people that got born again that day. They will write his name on the list. that we have 10 souls that God saved today. And his name is there.
Hallelujah.
Only those with genuine roots will bring forth fruits. It will first of all start with a changed heart, a changed sight, then it will now become physical afterwards. The physical thing is the final and the last part of it. In the same way, a woman takes sin, and she knows that something has already happened inside of me. She starts getting bigger inside. Because something is growing inside. She will start vomiting. After a while, the final time when you see her very big, that's the ending. Are you with me? The real thing happened inside. And so, I will charge you as we go on in this series. 1 Timothy 4 verse 15. He says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. That my profiting will appear to all. You know what I've come to discover? Many people like jiving topics. Boy meets girl. See, when I knew that, we need to really pray. We had one service one time in Port Harcourt. It was Living and Cleaving Conference. I think that was last year or last 2 years. Living and Cleaving Conference. Everywhere was jammed. I mean, the crowd. Hey, seats finished. People were standing. Relationship conference. I think the next month we're talking about Ecclesia, the church, yesterday, today, and forever. The church was still full. But when I asked them, please, where is the overflow? They said, Pastor, God is bringing them. You know the problem? If they understand what we're talking about, that other teaching is even more important. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because by the time the fruits of a genuine work with God begins to produce, let me tell you, by the time it begins to produce, nobody can stop it. No, see, a time comes in your life where you so know what you know in God, it is so strong that even if all the demons in hell have a meeting, they can't stop you. You know, one time I heard a man of God, a senior man of God in this country saying, I can never be poor. And somebody was like, oh God. He said, I can never be broke. I can never be poor. And he looked like he was bragging. But I grew to a point, I started saying the same things to us. Yeah. Me, I can never be poor. I can never be broke. I thought people would say it with me. See, at this point, you know, one day I told somebody, I said, even if all the people that know me gang up and say, we have vowed that we are going to prostrate David. We are not going to help him. We are not going to give anything. I say it will shock you. The stones will stand up. There is a level of conviction in God. By the time you are saying that thing, you have already gone far. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. You know what people don't see in this parable we just read? What they don't see is that every other heart state before the good ground, all the seeds perished. The one by the wayside, the seed wasted. The one on stony ground, though, the seed wasted. The one with thorns in the heart, the seed wasted. All of them. That means, listen, people can be coming to church. You can even see some responses. But over time, we will know what really happened. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why speeches like this, Satan will do everything to distract you. Satan will do everything to remove your attention. But this is what you need to hear. So, in trying to build our roots in Christ, there are some things we must ask first. Number one is, why should we believe in Jesus? Why did Christ come? And that will bring me to this topic. Why Christianity? Why? Why? What did Jesus come to do? Why did he come? There are so many ways you can go about this, but I must tell you on a very clear note, Jesus came that you will have life. And don't think you really understand what that means until we begin to explain. John chapter 10 from verse 7. John 10 from verse 7. Jesus speaking, he says, I am the door. Sorry, verse 9, please. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. Then it says in verse 10, everybody verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory! I am come that you will have life. Ah, that's what he said. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Everybody read 1 John 5 now. Jump to 1 John chapter 5 from verse 11. You will read this verse and you will shout. I used to feel bad some years ago when I'm teaching, especially serious things like this. I'm fall asleep. Until I now heard that Paul was preaching. Paul was preaching and preaching, and Eutychus sat by the window and slept up and fell from the window and died. We've not read it in the book of Acts. Hey, Jesus. Eutychus fell from the window and died. You know what Paul did? Paul went downstairs, prayed for the man. The man rose up from the dead. They went upstairs, did not do testimony service, continued teaching. And they taught the morning. You know, I felt like when I meet Paul in heaven, sir, why so heartless? Like, you should have just closed the service there. But you know what? They knew what they were doing. Then let me tell you, if not for the kind of roots that the Christian, the early apostles put down, by now this thing would have been lost. Actually, I know we live in a day where we just want to make it a fast food service. Bread and egg, fried egg and garnished with sardine and everything. The first service is 6 to 7. Second service, 7 to 8. Third service, no more. Roots will not happen like that too. Think about how long, I just said something. Think about how long you spent in primary school. Think about how long you were going to primary school, Monday to Sunday. Some people, some parents even put children Saturday, private lesson, go to school. Some of them, after school on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, private lesson teacher will come. They will go to school from 8 to 3:30. Lesson teacher will come from 4 to 6. Your head must open. And all of that, primary school, secondary school, you continued. Monday to Friday. University, you continued. Monday to Friday. Then lecturer will speak lecture on Saturday. Another lecturer on Sunday after church. Then you came out and did 1 year youth service. Then you now started preparing for ICAN. ICAN diet. You will do 8 hours teaching class one. You will, for 8 hours, you are there. Then it is now your work with spiritual things that are more complex. Spiritual things that give birth to the physical things. If you know what people are dealing with spiritually, if you know the level of spiritual complexity, You know the funny thing? In the realm of the spirit, when challenges and situations meet you, in fact, the things of the spirit don't even wait for you to be educated. They just hit you like that. They don't wait for you to be educated. They just hit you. You just see somebody, you just notice that, come on. I notice that I'm making profit, but the money is getting missing. Oh, you go hear things, you fear will catch you. So how can you explain? They pay somebody 100,000 naira. They did not steal the money. He carried the money like this, 100K. He made 100K from the market profit. 100K. I'm telling you things I hear on counseling. 100K. They gave him like this. This was the profit he made from the market. He put it in his pocket. Nobody touched his pocket. His hand was in the pocket like this. Went home, sat and counted it. It was 65,000. Then you now know that, the Bible says the flesh profited nothing. Do you know the kind of technology that they use without Bluetooth? 35 missed. And you are playing with spiritual things. When somebody will tell you that I made up my mind that today I will not commit this sin, I will not do this thing, then the person cannot explain how he went to the place that he said he will not go to, finished doing the thing, finished. It's when he has finished, he now realized that I have done it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And you know how the devil does? The devil likes to operate. You know why the devil is called King, Lord of Darkness? He likes to operate in ignorance. When people are in darkness and don't know what is really happening, he likes them to be like that. 1 John 5 verse 11, everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. Verse 12, he that had the Son had life. Glory! And he that had not the Son had not life. Look at this. This is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. Now, let me go back to that John chapter 10 from verse 10. He says, the thief cometh not but to kill, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Do you know what it means? Jesus has the audacity to look at human beings who are breathing and alive. They are not dead though. You are looking at human beings who can hear you and see you and touch you, and you are telling them, I am come that you will have life. If you want to, are we not alive? You know, see, one of the service you do to yourself is to read your Bible and not think about it. Do you know what it means? The kind of audacity, you look at human beings and say, I came that you will have life. So what did they have before? Jesus is showing you that it is possible to be existing and not living. And it happened in the Garden of Eden. Imagine, God, there were two trees in the garden. A tree was called the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and a tree was called the tree of life. A tree of life. The tree of life. Listen, how can a tree, God is saying this tree is the tree of life, and somebody is standing there. He has not eaten the tree, but he's moving around. Adam had not eaten of that tree, but he was able to walk around to see a woman and say, bone of my bone. I hear what I'm saying. You see, Father, we thank you. Say after me, thank you, Lord. Say after me, thank you, Jesus. So what really was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil about? That tree represented evil masqueraded as good. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When evil is wrapped around good, evil is packaged like something good. In fact, a deeper explanation about that is this. The knowledge of good, yet evil. So somebody can know what is good, yet he will do evil. I don't even know what I just said. So that is it was a system of life where you are under bondage to do evil even though you know good. Did you hear what I just said? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You know good, but what will happen? Come with the politicians. Oh, this is the right thing to do. Eventually they will do evil. Because they are still under that life, that system of darkness. Praise the Lord. But there was the tree of life that represented God's own life. But you know the story, Adam and Eve, they sinned against God, they ate of that fruit. Please bear with me. I know that today's teaching, for some people it may sound a little bit spooky because they are not used to. It's not something they can relate with easily. But this is the way the real stuff is. The real Christian faith begins from here, this thing. So now, Adam and Eve, they ate of that fruit and they became naked. Remember God told them, the day you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. They did not fall on the ground. They did not stop breathing. But they became naked. It was proved that the death was spiritual. The death happened first in the spirit. And that's why when you get born again, your being born again will happen first in your spirit. So, the death God spoke about was spiritual. It was happening first in their spirit and afterwards their body. So the reason why they were able to man now dies physically is because he first of all died spiritually. Are you with me? So, the death that God spoke about will happen first in their spirit and then manifest in their body. And before even manifesting as physical death itself, it began to bring out other fruits. You know, there is a reason why it is called a tree, because it has fruits. In the same way, when you allow that fruit, you eat of it, it begins to grow inside of you too. In the same way, how can you explain? There was no testimony of anybody being killed before Cain came. Who taught Cain how to kill? It was that tree at work in Cain. Nobody taught him. Listen, the Bible says that by Genesis 6, all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. What was happening? It was the nature of darkness in men beginning to manifest itself. It was the life of... This is why... When you look at people and when you go to meet them and tell them, don't do like this. Stop doing this. If you stop all these things, God will accept you. Let me tell you, you don't know the gospel. Who told you they don't want to stop? They can't stop. It is their nature. It's like going to meet a dog to tell him, stop barking. Even if you use a rope and tie his mouth, the day you cut that rope, it will explode. It may bite you afterwards. There is something in them. There is something in natural man. It's called the nature of darkness. In fact, it is death moving around. That's why when we tell ladies, don't marry a man who is not genuinely saved. They think we are joking. Don't marry a man who is not born again. See, he may look fine. But remember, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He may look fine. Hands up, no be small. Everything packaged. It is what is inside that will eventually show up. It may be packaged as good, but the content is evil. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you, because of that, everyone from Adam down became descendants of darkness. Do you know what that means? Descendants of darkness. Descendants of darkness. People don't know, you know, people don't know the extent at which darkness is at work. You will know how much darkness is at work until light has gone completely. You know, there's been some light issues currently in Nigeria. You know what it looks like, right? Now, think about it spiritually. The reason why it looks like there is still some good in the world, the day rapture happens and the believers are taken away, you will see what pure darkness looks like. You know, one time, I and my mentor were casting out demons in school. And the demon said, let Christ wait. Let Christ carry all of you and go first. After the rapture, so all of you that are remaining, you, these human beings, we will tear you. I'm telling you what demons were saying. Say, don't worry. Rapture is coming, Abby. After the rapture, we will finish all of you. We will tear you. You know the funny thing? Sometimes you may not even see them. You will see human beings doing it to other human beings. And they will think they are operating by their own. They are too far. Praise the Lord. Remember, the tree of life was guarded by angels with flaming swords after Adam sinned. And God now put those angels to guard the tree of life. What does that mean? It was a symbolic view of the fact that anybody who will make that way open for man to access the tree of life will have to die. Are you with me? So Jesus had to die to make the tree of life open. And so now, by his death, he's saying now the tree of life is open for everyone who believes. I know you may be moving around, but do you have life? Do you have life? Do you have life? I know you may be hearing my voice. Maybe you think that this is just a normal service. Oh, Pastor David has come to preach New Breed service again. But listen, do you have life? If you're not born again here, you need to take what I'm saying very serious. And if you are born again, you need to know the hope of what you have received. I'm telling you, do you have life? He came that you will have life. And right now, God is calling on an opportunity for men to eat of that fruit. You know the funny thing? God never told Adam not to eat of the tree of life. It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that was restricted. Initially, the tree of life was not restricted. In the same way right now, the tree of life is not restricted. It's open for everybody. It's open for everybody. Will you still go and eat of that fruit that make men evil and made them fall into spiritual death and eternal death? This is serious. Oh God, our eyes are open in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, anytime you see evil in the world, as you are going out now, you see fuel as almost 700 naira. It is proof that somebody somewhere is still dead. He's still working on that debt. No, all the evil you see in the world is the nature of darkness on display. The next time you hear that somebody was raped, it is the nature of darkness at work. He may look fine, but there is darkness inside. He came that you will have life. He came to give you the life of God. That's why Christianity came. Every other thing we teach in Christianity, actually, is to train us in this life. Acts chapter 5, from verse 20. Or read from verse 18 to 20. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, this is the problem. There are many times we are trying to make people do things that only those that have the life of God can do. We try to make them do things as a prerequisite to get the life of God. So, you come to church, you will tell somebody who is not even born again. He does not even understand the kingdom of God. You don't give your tithe to the devourer, I'll come and eat you. Whereas, listen, when you get born again, your heart is changed though. They will not be forcing you to, if they have to force you to give, you're not born again. That's the truth. Because the Bible says he takes away the stony heart and put the heart of flesh. All those things, you tell people that, you must do like this. You must. The person is a dead man. He's in death. Have you ever seen a verse that says, in John chapter 3, it says, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot see it. If he's not born again, he cannot see. Imagine trying to explain to the refreeze that
He cannot see.
You know the problem? It is now more difficult for a person like him because he has been going to church. He has been in church before. He can't see. For you to be a proper Christian, number one, your eyes must be open to see the futility of life outside Christ. It must dawn on you as revelation, that anything you are doing and you have not found your footing in Christ, it's a worthless venture. You know? Something happened 2 days ago in my house. So we had this 65-inch TV in my house in Port Harcourt. And I remember when we bought that TV. That TV, we bought it because our daughter was growing and we just wanted to play educational things for her, cartoon and some things. Are you with me? So I remember how I saved that time. I saved 180,000 then. Saved and bought it. Kai. When we bought it and hanged it in, and installed in the house, I was like, Jay, finally, there's TV. At least, you need to see her joy that day. Girl was so happy. Baby Joy was so happy. This time I visited Port Harcourt, my wife and I were just sitting there. Nothing happened. No surge. We just saw smoke from the TV. He just burnt and said, I'm tired of life. And spoiled. You know what? I just shook my head and said, this life. Everything everybody is chasing after. Benza. Contracts. Land. Money. This one. Husband. Relationship. Kiniko. One day, all those things will not matter again. It is the life in your spirit that will... That thing you are saying, if I get this job, if I get this contract, if I get this money, if I get this thing, one day everything will end and it is only the thing in your spirit that will count. Acts chapter 8, 5 from verse 18. Ask your neighbor, do you have life? Jesus. Holy Spirit, our eyes are open this morning. In the name of Jesus, our eyes are open this morning. How long will you live your life on things that do not matter? Have you begun to explore the life of God in Christ Jesus? Have you begun? Acts chapter 5 and verse 18. The Bible says, and they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go. Everybody read from this, the go. 1, 2, 3, go. Go. Stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Go stand and speak. So now, what we call Christianity, the Christian faith, it is all the words of this life. Everything we are going to teach you. See, spiritual growth is the experience into this life. How much have you explored the life of God? So what are the implications of this life? Number one. Akatalabade. The life that Christ has brought. When a man truly receives it, number one, you become a part of God's family. So because of the life of God, you truly are now a part of God's family. Oh, Jesus. That's something to rejoice about. You know, I was asking them a question. I said, let me tell you something. Thank God there is a judgment seat of Christ. Because one day everybody will stand there and when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, there will be no excuse. And when I'm saying there will be no excuse, I'm not just talking about sin now. I'm talking about when you stand before God, you cannot say, God, you cheated me that I did not live a great life. Because all the words of this life is being made available to you. For instance, I said, imagine if we had to be on a queue to talk to God. Imagine, you know, I think it was on the discipleship class on Tuesday. I was talking to my people in the discipleship class. I said, when the Bible says, he that speaketh an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Imagine there was an office where they say, this is where God's office is. God's office is at Osokoro. And everybody, you go on a queue to get a tag number to talk to God personally. So we say pray in tongues. Somebody say, how will I pray in tongues? I don't understand what I'm saying. The Bible is saying when you pray to God in tongues, you talk to God in a personal way. Are you following me? I said, but imagine if you had to go on a line to go and talk to God personally. Then you get there, you pick your number 2034. And they put your date next week Monday. Each person has
15 minutes.
You tell God what is in your mind. Then on your date, you go for the date of your meeting with God. The date of your appointment with God. You go. You stand. You are 2,034 on the line. Then you wait the night, 7 o'clock, after staying the whole day. Because if you leave, somebody will come and take your space. Nobody is smiling now. We want to talk to God. We need to talk to God. Then you manage, both cough and drink, manage it to that, at that point, stayed in the line. Oh, then finally, 7 p.m., you got in. Say, God, Kai, my matter is plenty. Where will I start from now? Then angel says, talk fast. You have 15 minutes. You have 15 minutes. You started talking before you know. 5 minutes has gone. Say, God, see the plenty things I have to say. God, see the, you say, talk fast, 15 minutes. As you are talking, another person comes and says, Heavenly Father, we have 3,000 more on the line for today. Just imagine. God scrapped all of that process and said, take my spirit. I say, anytime you want to talk, wake up in the night. Kapalakata. Now you can talk for 10 hours. Nobody will stop you. Hey, God. You can talk with God for 15 hours. And from morning till night, God will be hearing you say, talk, talk, talk. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Then you will not see people who don't pray. You know the problem? They have not received the words of this life. They don't know how to. They are not activating this thing. Say after me, all the words of this life. See, John chapter 1. Oh my God. You know why I preach like this every time? Because I know that any single time I have to preach, I may not have that opportunity again. I may preach to somebody today, and I may not see him again for the next 5 years. It's true. It has happened. It's still happening. John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Hey! Oh my God. I wish you would shout. Oh, hey! So now, imagine you had a place to fill, a form to fill. Now if you can fill that form, you become a child of Elon Musk. What will happen? What will you do to the form? In this Nigeria, now that you are saying there is heat everywhere, imagine if there was a place you would just sign up and you become a child of Bill Gates. And all the privileges of Bill Gates will be given to you. Ah, Jesus Christ. And I will tell you, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Sons of God. God. Hey. If you know what Christ has offered in Christianity, you will take it serious. Are you guys what I'm saying? But as many as received him, say after me, I've received him. He gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, Kaya Tapanai. Oh my God, which were born out of blood. He's trying to say that if you believe in Jesus Christ, your bloodline can no longer affect you. When you get born again, whatever is happening in your family has been disconnected from you. You belong to a different family right now. Am I talking to you at all? Am I in the right service? Oh my God. Which were born of blood. Not of the will of the flesh. Not of the will of man, but of God. Say after me, I'm born of God. So, Jesus is saying that if a person believes on him, God gives you the access to become a child of God. It's not a joke. I know you've heard it before. I know they've said it as a cliche, but have you really believed it? That's why I can never be stranded. Somebody said, but people have been saying, let me tell you, if you don't know it, let me tell you, some of you need to sit down with the word of God. You need to sit down. That time you are running up and down, running there, I need connection. Sit down. This world is more spiritual than you know. Get your roots inside. Praise the Lord. Say after me, I'm born of God. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. He says, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Oh, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. But of him, that means I am of God in Christ Jesus. So because I am in Christ, I am now of God. or I hail from God. You know, some people, they say, I hail from Mahafia in Abia State. They say, where are you from? They say, I hail from Nimo in Anambra State. No, I hail from God. I came from Zion. I came from Zion. I come from Zion. Now, why is this so? Because you are in Christ. He says, but of him are ye, meaning you are of God in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you, this is what Christ made available to you. He came that you will have this opportunity. You know the problem? Because it is spiritual, it can be despised. Let me tell you, you don't want to get to heaven and discover that, wait, so this was all that was possible. But because of just not serious with it. Secondly, the implications of this life is that because of this life, we have overcome the world. We have overcome the system of sin, of Satan and sickness. So after me, I have overcome the world. 1 John chapter 4 from verse 4. 1 John 4 from verse 4. So he tells you what you are and tells you the consequence. He says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Father, in the name of Jesus, your eyes are open to see. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is something to sit down on. This is what the life of God has brought for me. Hi. That's why we have Christ Life Conference. Lagos will get first. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Oh, I want you to rejoice in Port Harcourt and Lagos. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. The greater one lives in me. I have received the life of God. I have received the life of God. I cannot be ordinary. Let me tell you, the life of God, first of all, will affect sin. It will make you, you will just hate sin. After a while, people think that's all to it. No. It also reveals to you your dominion. It says, greater is he that is in you. Greater. You have overcome them. Let me tell you, this Christianity thing, listen, is all the words. We are exploring the life of God. You can write this down. Christianity is the continuation of Christ in men. Christianity is the continuation of the life of God in men. After me, I am born of God. You need to be saying these things to you. That's why we do word programming. To be saying it to yourself. I am born of God. I am born of God. Do you know who you are? Do you know what you have received? All the words of this life. This new life that has come. What are you doing with it? Pastor, I'm stranded. I don't have a job. Pastor, this life, things are just, I don't know. Sit down. Who am I? What have I received? What have I received? Pastor, I don't know, this is my life. What have I received? What have I received? Praise the Lord. Say after me, I'm born of God. Let me show you one more. We'll just close from there. 1 John chapter 5 from verse 1. I like the book of John. Can I give an assignment? Go back home, read the whole book of 1 John. That 1 John. Read it again and again. Let me tell you what John's ministry was. Of everything that John was asked to do, John was the one that explained the realities of the life of God. Let me tell you something. We can't see here. You see this pathway of ministry I'm doing? I'm doing it because Jesus asked me to do it. Let me say something. I can decide that we will make our ministry very different. We can make the ministry all about Papa. Papa, see for me. Papa, do it for me. Don't worry, we'll soon start having miracle services in Abuja. Papa. It became, let me tell you something. It became ramp in Port Harcourt. In Port Harcourt. We have one of the secret services to the government of River State. They told him on the street. I'm not talking about something that is hidden. It was, they know on our streets where that church is. They said, we go and tell Pastor David. This contact, he will pray for you. So I prayed for him. And then, God became still governor. Something that all his people, all his superiors above him said that, no, we will not give you this thing. He went back to the office. He took him to be part of the SSG. And said, he called me and said, from that day till today, Pastor David, I have not had peace. I have been following the governor's personal squad. You know, he works in the police. And they like to lobby to be part of that special squad because the special squad has special treatment and all of that. He said, Pastor David, since that day, things have changed. No, I can design ministry that it will be all about me. I know everybody, Papa, give you assignment. Then we will not, the thing that God gave freely for everybody, this thing we're talking about, it's a free gift for everybody. All the words of this life, what are you doing with it? And so, that's why, now am I saying that God does not anoint men of God in a special way? He does, but there is what he has given you. That so-called, that man of God was first a believer. Are you with me? So we're going to read 1 John chapter 5 from verse 1 and some other verses. Amen. And you're going to promise me that you're going to rejoice when you hear this. Amen. 1 John chapter 5 from verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Hey! Don't even go for that. Hey! Katataya. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? What does it mean to be the Christ? The chosen one. The one that God sent to make life available. The chosen one. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So simply because you accepted that Jesus is the one sent from God, he says that you now become part of God's family. After me, I have received his life. Now jump to verse 11 and read verse 11. You read it again. Verse 12. Say after me, I have life. I have life. I have life. Jump to verse 4 and read verse 4. Yes, verse 4. 1 John 5, verse 4. Read it again and shout glory.
Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Even our faith. Glory!
Read it again and shout glory.
And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that has overcometh the world. Even our faith. Glory!
That means I will never face something that will be bigger than what is in me. Jesus, I will never face what will be bigger than what is in me. I can never face what is bigger than what is in me. I can never face something that will overwhelm me. He says, for whatever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now see verse 5. He says, who is he that overcometh the world? Is it not he that believed that Jesus is the Christ? Who is he that overcometh the world? But he is trying to say, the person that overcomes the world, is it not the one that believes that Jesus is the Christ? You know? Somebody may ask me, hallelujah. Listen, somebody asks me, but Pastor, are you saying I don't believe? I've accepted some of these things. Are you saying I don't believe? I'm going to tell you a story. I'm just pray from there. There was this, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to attack any other faith or something. There was this guy, he was a Catholic, and he heard that Jesus heals. He said, in where I come from, there's nothing like that, though, even though I believe. Then he came for a conference, and this happened in 1999. Listen, the pastor said, he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ, overcometh the world. Say, are you saying that Jesus actually can deal with what I'm going through? The pastor said yes. They didn't know that the man had cancer. Stage 4 cancer. cancer. He said, they gave him drugs, and he was taking the drugs. But as he was taking the drugs, he was taking the word of God. He kept on this thing. He said he held on this thing for 7 years. Sometimes the pain will come back. He will open the Bible. Open the Bible and declare. Open the Bible and declare. He will stay on the word of God. Open it and declare. Read it and pray with it. Sometimes in pain, he will still be feeling it there. He said, but I believe the word of God. After a while, he said he was still feeling the pain, but he just looked like he had this strong conviction. Leave these drugs alone. Now, he did not do it initially. It was after something happened in the spirit. Are you with me? He kept on with this thing. One day, he just discovered that these pains have stopped. So, every day, he has this thought, go and check yourself. He said, no, let me not check. Even though the pain has stopped, let me not check. What if I go and check that? They'll tell me it's still there. After a while, he said, go and check. This is what God I am holding on. Let's see what will happen. He went and checked. 7 years of holding on to the word of God, stage four cancer disappeared. So he went back and met those Catholic priests. He said, see, all of you that say it does not work, I came to tell you that it works. But the problem is, who will believe? Who will believe? Who will believe? Let me tell you, Christ did not come and die for nothing. No, the Nazarene did not hang on the cross for nothing. He came that you will have life. And have it more abundantly. It doesn't matter what your life looks like. If you can hold on to his message, if you can hold on to what he offers, it will change your life both here and in the world to come. Say amen. Pray in the spirit right now.